Example 27. Now that I know about the law of attraction, my thoughts worry me. Example, I'm having a hard time controlling my thoughts, and that really worries me now that I know that I'm attracting to me the essence of whatever I'm thinking about. I think I was happier before I knew about the law of attraction, because now my thoughts scare me. Sometimes I find myself thinking about something really awful, and then I worry that just because I was thinking about it, it's going to happen. It's very good when you are aware that your thoughts are scaring you, because it means that you can feel the results of your own guidance system. In other words, when you feel fear, it means that your in-this-moment thought is contrary to the thoughts your inner being is having about this subject. So when you think about bad things happening, it's logical that your inner being would not join you in those kinds of thoughts. The very emotion of fear that you're describing is only your guidance system letting you know that you're thinking an upstream thought of resistance. Fear does not mean that something bad is going to happen immediately, but it does mean that this is an upstream thought. If you remain pointed upstream long enough, you could deprive yourself of the well-being that's natural. But it need not take you long to get into the habit of thinking downstream thoughts. With a little bit of practice, you will discover how easy it is to let go of those oars of resistance. And when you consistently release your feelings of fear by deliberately directing your thoughts, it will not be possible for bad things to occur in your experience. As you are consistently feeling good and flowing toward the things you desire, those close to you will be influenced by your example, until it is possible that you could positively influence your children, your mate, your parents, your siblings, and your friends to more positive, deliberate creation. We do not want you to be afraid of fear. We do want you to understand it and benefit by the guidance that it offers you. Fear simply means you're pointed upstream. And we want you to understand that you have to point upstream for a significant time with great consistency before you disallow your well-being to the point of a truly negative creation. And even if a negative thing does occur, you have the ability to regroup, get refocused, and create differently the next time. Many people would explain that their fear was natural and assert that it was valid as they point out the bad things that are happening in their lives or in the lives of others they care about. But the reason why people sometimes go from one negative experience to another is simply because when the first unwanted thing happens, they give a great deal of their attention to it, which then creates the second, and so on. Most people do offer the majority of their thoughts in response to the things in their life that they are observing. Some stubbornly ask, "But how did the first negative thing come about?" And our answer is, everything that happens to you is but a byproduct of your consistent thoughts and feelings. Others often argue, "But what about the little children? How is it that they would create something so negative in their experience?" We want you to understand that even though a little child may not be speaking in words, at no time is that child not emitting a vibration that the law of attraction is responding to. All of you learn to offer your vibrations from the environment that surrounds you. Even while in your mother's womb, you are picking up vibrations from her and from her surroundings. But there's no reason to be unhappy about anything that's affected you previously, for you have complete power right here and now to choose improved feeling thoughts. And now that you understand the stream of life, and that you can always tell by the way you feel whether you're pointed downstream toward the fulfillment of your desires or upstream and resistant to your desires, you will never again be negatively influenced without your knowledge. All of you understood, when you made the decision to come forth into this body, that you would be surrounded by a smorgasbord of thoughts, and that some of them would be to your liking and some would not. But not one of you wished for a limiting of the environment into which you were being born, for you understood then, as you're coming to remember now, the power of your own guidance system and the value of the diversity from which you would make your choices. With a little practice, you will not only no longer fear your thoughts, but you will take delight in them. For there's not a more delicious moment than one in which you have directed your thoughts to harmonize with the broader perspective of your being. When you observe the people, places, and experiences of your world through the eyes of your inner being, they do not frighten you, they delight you. So begin where you are and reach for the relief of the better feeling thoughts. For instance, I'm not good at controlling my thoughts. I catch myself in the middle of unpleasant thoughts all day long. At times, though, I do contemplate very positive things. I've noticed that positive topics expand in my mind also. I do see that the law of attraction is giving me more thoughts that are like my current active thought. I could choose more deliberately which thought I decide to make the active thought. I do know that when I know what I don't want, I also know what I do want. I could lean more deliberately in a more positive direction. There are many positive things happening in my life. I do know that there's more going on that's positive than negative. This must mean my thoughts are leaning more in the positive direction. It's not necessary for every thought I think to be a perfectly positive thought. It isn't even possible to think only positive thoughts. My work is merely to lean in a positive direction. I think I'm doing that. I'm doing that much more so now than a few weeks ago. I'm directing my thoughts. Not only do I feel better these days, but things are turning out better for me. I now see that the evidence I'm looking for is an improved feeling rather than a changed condition. I also know that a consistently improved feeling will be the forerunner of an improved condition. I not only understand the process of creation, I am effectively applying it.